This is Between Sessions with Dr. Sharon, a podcast hosted by Dr. Sharon Givens, a licensed professional counselor and certified career counselor with 20 years of experience helping individuals overcome personal and professional obstacles. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or career satisfaction, this podcast provides valuable insights and practical strategies to start your journey to a more satisfying and fulfilling life and work today.
Welcome back to Between Sessions with Dr. Sharon. And this is Wellness Wednesday number 2. Guess what we're going to talk about today? Managing stress. And I know that you hear about stress management in a lot of different environments. You may even hear about it from your physician, workplace resources. However, are you managing the stress? So I do want to talk about the importance of managing stress, the impact of chronic stress, but give you some techniques that you will hopefully apply. Okay? So managing stress is crucial for both physical and mental well-being. And I think a lot of people don't realize how important managing stress is for your physical well-being. So here are some important reasons for managing stress. Let's look at physical health. Chronic stress can actually weaken the immune system. So this makes us what? More susceptible to illnesses such as colds and flus and infections. It can also contribute to conditions like high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and certainly digestive issues. So this is really, really important for your physical health. So ask yourself, what is it that you're going to do different? If you're consistently experiencing colds and flu, it could possibly be due to chronic stress. Now, let's look at the impact on mental health. It exacerbates our mental health conditions, such as anxiety and depression. It can lead to symptoms like irritability, mood swings, insomnia. Are you sleeping at night? And then difficulty concentrating. Are you able to start projects and finish in a reasonable time? And if you're not, it could possibly be due to stress. Another way that particularly chronic stress impacts our lives is productivity and performance. What is your performance like at work? What does your review say that you're getting everything done in a timely manner? Are you getting it done with excellence or with the quality that is required? What about your decision-making abilities? Because stress can specifically impact the way that we make decisions. It also can prevent us from making decisions in a timely manner. Let's look at how stress really impacts the overall quality of life, because unmanaged stress can negatively impact our relationships, whether we are able to have some fun, and our overall enjoyment in life. Because if we are consistently experiencing stress, we tend to feel overwhelmed, burnt out, and just dissatisfied with who we are, where we are, and what we're doing. So these are some ways that stress impacts our physical, mental health, productivity, and performance, and our quality of life. Okay, now let's look at the techniques. What do we do? How do we start to tackle this stress? Do you exercise? What physical activity do you engage in? Do you actually go out and walk? Can you at least aim for 30 minutes a day or 3 or 4 times a week for 30 minutes? It would make a significant difference. You're moving. In many cases, you're getting that vitamin D, which will give you a sense of energy there. What about mindfulness and meditation? What does that mean? I know some of you are saying, I don't like to sit still. It's really difficult for me, but it can be beneficial. And when we talk about mindfulness and meditation, we're talking about maybe managing your breathing, doing some deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation. This can certainly reduce stress and promote relaxation. I always say spend about just 10 minutes with yourself in the morning, about 10 minutes in the evening, really paying attention to your body, how you're feeling, relaxing those muscles. And these techniques encourage focusing on the present moment, what's happening right then and there, and letting go of all the worries from the past or the future. Okay, let's look at healthy lifestyle habits. What are you doing right? I want you to think about some things. What are you doing well? What are some things that you need to do better? And then what are some habits probably that you just need to get rid of? So let's talk about eating that balanced diet. Are you getting meats? Are you getting fruit? Are you getting vegetables? Are you sleeping at night? And this is something that really disrupts our moods, our health, when we are experiencing insomnia. And if you've had chronic insomnia, it may be time to check in with a physician to see what's happening. Are there some underlying issues there? Because sleep is so important for our everyday functioning. Do you avoid excessive caffeine and alcohol consumption? Because both of those, too much of those, can certainly disrupt our bodies, the way that we function, and actually induce more stress, typically physical stress. Another technique is managing your time. Effective time management, such as prioritizing. Look at your day. When you get up in the morning, look at your tasks. Are all of them really a priority? Are any of them urgent? Can you defer some of those tasks to a different day, a different time period, so that you don't feel so rushed, that you just don't have enough time in the day? I think this happens when we set unrealistic goals and we don't say no. So, looking at the tasks that you do have, can you break those into maybe more manageable chunks? And this can reduce the feelings of being overwhelmed and then, therefore, increase our what? Productivity. Let's look at another technique, and this is getting social support. Do you have strong social connections with friends and family? I want you to just take a moment and evaluate your circle. What does your circle look like? Who is your support group? Are these people positive? Are they negative? Do they add more stress in your life or do they deduct stress? I think that's the key question. Talking to trusting individuals about your concerns and seeking support when needed can certainly help you alleviate stress. Okay, what hobbies and relaxation activities do you engage in? When's the last time you've had some real fun? Have you had a staycation recently where you just stayed at home and did what? Absolutely nothing. Engaging in activities you enjoy, whether it's reading or maybe you like to garden, paint, listen to music, whatever it is that you enjoy can provide a much needed break from stressors and certainly promote relaxation. And maybe you've tried many of these techniques and some others, and it just doesn't seem to be working. Then it may be time to seek professional help. Maybe you need to reach out to a therapist or coach in your community It's important when things become so overwhelming that it interferes significantly with your daily functioning, that you become very emotional, that you're not going to work, that you're not sleeping at night. Then it's time to reach out to a professional who can support you and help increase and enhance your mental health. It may be that therapy and counseling is what you need. It could even be medication to help you manage stress effectively. And it's okay to seek that support because you want to be the best you possible. Okay? I hope that some of these techniques have been beneficial for you for this Wellness Wednesday. By incorporating many of these techniques into your daily routine, you may be able to better cope with stressors and maintain a healthier and more balanced life. Thank you again for listening to Wellness Wednesday number two. Make sure you come back. I have some really great information for Wellness Wednesday number three. Thank you again for joining Between Sessions with Dr. Sharon.